Well, hello, welcome to the Daily Dose of Awesome, sponsored by Elite Marketing Pro. This is Krista, and this is your 15 minutes of motivation, inspiration, and education to help your day getting strong. Today's speaker is Kate McShay, and we are very excited to have her on the call today. Since we have only 15 minutes, I'm going to be quiet now and turn it over to Kate. Take it away.
Thank you so much, Krista. Always great hanging out with you and hearing your voice. And if you don't know Krista yet, make sure that you connect with her inside of the Elite Marketing Pro community because she's an absolutely amazing, amazing leader. So thank you so much, Krista.
Thank you, Kate.
All right.
I'm going to be quiet now.
Okay, so I'm going to hop right in here on this beautiful Friday morning for me here in Seattle. And what I want to talk to you about today is I want to talk about the cycle of change and how you can actually utilize it and embrace it to continue to move forward through to success. So here's what I'm talking about. I'm actually reading a book right now that I absolutely love called The 12-Week Year, and it's by Brian Moran. So definitely make sure that you check that out. And one of the biggest pieces that I found that was really, really helpful just for me, just identifying a really interesting cycle and also for some of my students is what they call the emotional cycle of change. Because one of the biggest things that I know that I became hyper aware of, especially when I was starting to build my business and I was actually starting to see results, I wanted to figure out what I was doing differently in the beginning when I started getting results versus what I was doing in the beginning when I wasn't getting results. Because I knew it wasn't just about taking action. There were other elements that were tied in there that allowed me to continue to be successful. And actually, this emotional cycle of change is something that will continually always happen to you when you're going through any kind of change. So whether it's starting a new job, whether it's purchasing a new home, whether it's starting a new healthier lifestyle, whether it's training for a half marathon or something like that. Anything that you do that's new, that's going to create change in your life, you'll go through this cycle of change. And so what's really important, the reason I wanted to share it with all of you today, was to start to be able to identify and become really self-aware of where you're at inside of the emotional cycle of change, because it can either do really great things for you to push you forward, or you can start to identify the reason that you continue to keep circling back over and over and over again, and I'll explain what I mean in just a second. And so one thing that I learned when I started out and I wasn't seeing a lot of results or a lot of success or what I thought was success inside of my business was I was taking action. However, I continued to get stuck in this place of super excited optimism to get started, okay? So let me break down what the cycle of change is, and then I'll compare it to a couple of different situations that have happened in my life, and hopefully you guys can relate as well, because the biggest thing that I want for you today is to be able to embrace these five steps inside of the cycle of change so that then you can identify where you're at and continue to push forward through to success. So if you are sitting down or if you're in a space where you can draw this out, this could definitely be really, really helpful for you. Also, make sure that you get the book, The 12-Week Year. It's by Brian P. Moran. Really, really good book. Highly recommend it. But so envision this, okay? You can either draw this out or you can kind of just think of it and picture it in your mind. So if you close your eyes and you picture basically a huge U, okay, a big U shape, and at the top of one side, okay, so think of it like this, almost like this big roller coaster where you start up at the top, you drop down, and then it would bring you back up before you go and you drop down again, right? So at the top, right at the beginning where you get started, is the first phase, okay? So there's five phases. There's uninformed optimism, and I'll explain each one in just a second. Then the next phase is informed pessimism. And then the third phase, called the Valley of Despair. The fourth phase is called the informed optimism. And the fifth phase, which is the final phase that you go through in this emotional cycle of change, is success and fulfillment. Okay, so let's hop back up to phase one. So phase one is called uninformed optimism. Now, this is a space when you have just started something, okay, and you're super positive, you're excited, you're emotional about whatever you're starting, whatever you're doing, whatever's going to be changing inside of your life. So, for example, let's say it's starting up a new business, okay? So you've just launched this new business or you've just signed up into a program that you're 100% gung-ho about. I don't know if you guys have ever felt this way before, but, you know, you're sharing it with everybody and anybody. You're shouting from the rooftops on Facebook, letting people know how excited you are about what's going on, right? And so this is the first phase of any kind of emotional step towards change, because one thing that happens is you're seeing all the benefits of what can happen with the change, right? All the powerful things that can happen when you have a wildly successful business. However, there's nothing in this stage that has a downside yet, okay? You haven't seen the downside. It's like the stage is still fun. It's kind of like when you start a new healthier diet, right? And you cut things out of your diet, and for the first couple of days, you feel absolutely amazing and awesome, and you know this whole experience is going to be wonderful, right? Well, then you move into phase two. And phase two is called informed pessimism, okay? So this is what happens when you move and you shift. This is the second step of changing, right, and going through a process of when you shift into a negative emotional state, okay? Now, this could be, for example, so say you started utilizing Facebook marketing for your business, to promote your business, to generate more leads and close more sales, right? And then all of a sudden, all of those awesome positive benefits, right, start to fall into the back of your mind, because all of a sudden you're spending money, but you're not generating leads, you're not making sales. You're getting into this place where the benefits of what you're working on doing don't really seem real. They don't seem important, and more important than anything, it's not immediate for you, right? So the cost of change of what you're trying to do to move your business forward are not apparent to you right now. They're not in the forefront of your mind, because you start to question if this change of, well, is building this business really worth the effort, or is it easier for me to go back to my comfort zone? Now, here's what happens. Is that sometimes people get through that really happy, excited phase, and I don't know if you've been through this before, but I sure have. They're in that uninformed place of optimism where they're super pumped and excited. They get down into this informed pessimism phase, and then they quit, right? And you start back up at the top again. You replan, you restructure, you get excited again, and then you drop back down into this place of pessimism. A lot of people live in these first two phases, right? And so what's important to know is that this is natural, it's going to happen, and then what's going to happen after this pessimism piece, right, of where you start to question, like, should I even be doing this, you go down into the valley of despair, which is the third phase, okay? So that second phase of pessimism, where you're kind of questioning things, then becomes even deeper, okay? This is where the majority of people give up. This is where I've given up in the past. This is where I've given up in other areas of my life that I've wanted to change as well, too, and 100% recognize it, because this is something that everybody goes through every time you're trying to change something, right? So this is when people give up, because this is when the real, true pain of change is 100% felt. So you either feel like you're constantly just shelling out cash and you're not getting anything in return, or you've called 50 people and nobody said yes to you about your business. And so now you're in a real state of, I can't even see what the positives are of my business. And this is the important part where you have to realign yourself with what your vision is, with the reason you're running this business, with the reason you made the choice to make the change in the first place. Because when you're down in this space of the valley of despair, it becomes incredibly difficult in order to pull yourself out and give yourself a reason to continue to keep moving forward and move up that other side of that slope, right, up the other side of the U, if you can't clearly identify the reasons you're doing this anyways, right? So this is another great one when you really think about, like, diet, right? You start off and you're super excited. Then you start to question if it's really worth it. Then down at the bottom, you have all these hunger cravings. You know, funky things are going on with your body. And then you realize, you know what, it's just not worth it, not right now. And so then people quit in the valley of despair, move back up to that hyper-positive, super pumped-up area of uninformed optimism and go through this whole process over and over and over again without finishing the cycle. And so that's a reason why the majority of people continue to be frustrated, continue to be overwhelmed, because you're moving through the cycle over and over and over again, never seeing the success that you truly desire. So what do you have to do, right? So when you're in the valley of despair, which is phase three, okay, you're all the way down, completely at the bottom, align yourself with the vision that you have for yourself, the reason that you're continuing to do what you do, look back at the reasons you started this business in the first place, look at those things, hold tight onto those things, because then what will happen when you start continually taking action, knowing with blind faith that this is going to work, that you're going to make it work, you're going to do whatever it is, right? Come hell or high water, you'll make it work. Then you start moving up the slope to informed optimism. Now, what this means is when things, the likelihood of your success is much higher, okay? So things are starting to click into place. You might get a lead from your Facebook ad. You might close a sale. You might have people reaching out to you to ask you more about your business from the efforts that you've been doing throughout this whole time where you were down in this valley of despair. You're working yourself back up, right? You're continuing to execute, continue to take action. So you get this informed optimism. Now, this is an important stage. This is the stage where you don't want to stop. You want to continue to keep moving forward. You've seen the light at the end of the tunnel because now you've moved on to the final stage, which is the fifth phase, and it's called success and fulfillment. Okay, this is it. This is the final stage of change. Your benefits, you have new behaviors, you've got new results. The change, the cost of the change are pretty much gone, right? Because now you know what needs to be done in order to get the end result that you're looking for, okay? Things aren't as difficult and uncomfortable as they used to be. Now they've become something that's a routine, right? You place your ads, you check your numbers, you adjust your budget, you change your images, do whatever you need to do, right? You go and you ask and you help and you get help and support. And so it becomes something that's a natural routine for you. But here's the biggest thing that I want, if you take away anything from this call today, is knowing that this cycle, this emotional, this cycle of emotional change that you go through, okay, is something that you will consistently always go through in almost every single area of your life, especially when you're looking to change something that's new to you, that makes you uncomfortable, that's not going to just be something that you can turn on with the flip of a switch and things completely change. So one of the best ways to hold on to and embrace this emotional cycle of change is to understand that it's always going to be there and to become self-aware enough to know and locate where you're at. So for example, after I read this a couple of days ago, this part in the book, I created the graph that was inside of the book, and I just put it on a post and I put, where am I? And I located all the little dots on there, because guess what? Everyone, if you're not growing, you're dying, right? If you're not trying to stretch yourself and change yourself and become uncomfortable, then you're not ever going to go through anything. You're going to continue to stay in this comfort stage. So for all of you that are on here, because I know all of you are trying to change, you're trying to impact your lives and impact others, know that you're going to continually go through these cycles. And the cool thing is when you become self-aware and you can identify where you're at and you know what you need to do in order to continue to move forward to success, you get through this cycle a lot faster rather than stopping at the valley of despair, quitting and moving back up to phase one and starting over and over and over and over again. The key to making this work for you is identifying when you're at certain stages and continuing to push through and align yourself with your vision so that you can continue to move forward to where it becomes something that is a new comfortable to you. So the biggest thing for me today for you is, number one, get the book, 12-Week Year, very, very good book. And number two, identify where you're at right now, okay? Are you in that space of uninformed optimism where you're super fired up and everything's fabulous and you haven't felt any of the potential pain or discomfort that might happen? Are you in a space of pessimism where you where you can see the benefits, but there are a lot of other things that are starting to pop into your head that make you question? Are you completely in the valley of despair where you're ready to throw in the towel today, and I'm telling you don't do it because you're just going to start right back up at the top again, right? Or are you in that place of informed optimism where you're starting to see results, you can start to see the momentum creating, and don't stop if you're in that space, right? Because I want you to get up to that place of success and fulfillment so then you can repeat the cycle and create a whole new level of normal, a whole new level of comfort for you. So that's what I challenge you and encourage you to do, is continue to keep moving through that cycle, know it's something that's natural and that happens, and continue to push through to that high level of success that you want inside of your life and your business. All right. Hey, Krista, what's going on?
Wow, that was great. That was actually perfect timing. So I'm gonna get myself the book and see where I'm at the circle. But yeah, that's really great.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I'm gonna unmute. Oh, unmute. Can you talk?
No. Yeah, we got you.
I think you have to unmute him one more.
All right.
Hey, Katie, it's Eric in St. Louis. Great call.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Eric. Have a great weekend.
You too, hon.
What was the author's name?
It's Brian P. Moran. If you Google 12-week year, it'll pop up.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you, Kate. This is Robert from Texas.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, are there any more questions or thank yous that want to be said?
This is Tom from North Dakota. I just say thank you and appreciate the encouragement.
Awesome. You're welcome, Tom. Keep moving forward and have a great weekend.
Amen.
Okay, well, so if everybody has said their goodbyes and thank yous, then we're going to end the call. Thank you, Kate.
Oh, you're welcome, Krista. Have a great weekend. We'll talk soon.
Yes, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.